Tamua, here's O'Connor. And now Hodge, and he has got a double. Jones is out there in jersey number 20, Luke Jones. And that's equaling the record for the heaviest defeat for New Zealand against Australia. 47 points to 26. Job done for the men in gold. They keep the Bledisloe Cup series alive.
It was one of the stunning performances of the weekend across all the different codes, with the Wallabies coming up with that shock 47-26 win over the New Zealand All Blacks. They did have that player sent off, Scott Barrett, just before the halftime break, but it was a justified send-off, no doubt about that. But the Wallabies were very, very good, particularly the pigs up front, the mongrels of the forward pack. And one of them, in the nicest possible way, joins us in Scott Seo. G'day, Scott.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, mate. No, thank you, mate. How satisfying was that?
I mean, you know, it was an unreal result for the team. But, you know, I guess our sort of thought process is, I mean, it won't mean much unless we can back that up again this weekend in Auckland.
Yeah, obviously it's going to be difficult over there in Auckland, and you'll be reminded about the fact you haven't won there since 1986 at Eden Park. But surely you go into this game more confident than ever before. Mm. I mean, to put 47 points on the All Blacks is not a mean feat, and that's the most they've had put on them. So you couldn't be any more confident going over there.
Yeah, I think we're really happy with you know, putting in a solid 80-minute performance, and I mean, it does you know, give you a lot of confidence, but, you know, I think it's been tough for anyone to win in Auckland over the last sort of couple of decades anyway. Yeah. So, you know, it's always a tough game there. They've got, you know, such immense support from the public there. So, you know, we know what we're in for, and just making sure that we put in the right steps to make sure we're good to go on the weekend this week.
Yeah, you're right. We quote those sorts of stats for the Wallabies, but those sorts of stats, Scott, they sort of ring true for all nations playing out of Eden Park or playing against the All Blacks at Eden Park.
Yeah, it's always tough. I mean, you know, even the, you know, the Lions, I guess, you know, had a tough go there as well, the British and Irish Lions. So, you know, it shows how tough it is to beat New Zealand in Auckland, and, you know, how much of a fortress it's been for them. So, you know, to get a win there will be pretty satisfying, but we know if we don't get, you know, Monday to Friday right during the week, you know, it's going to be tough going for us on Saturday.
What was the difference between Saturday night's performances and what's happened over the last 18 months, 2 years?
Oh, I guess, you know, in the past, you know, we've probably had opportunities to keep going on and you know, putting pressure on for 80 minutes, and, you know, we haven't really taken that. So it was really pleasing to see, you know, a lot of our boys, especially the finishers, come on and really close that game out for us. So, you know, it's a step in the right direction, I think, for this squad and this group. And, you know, the challenge for us again is to hopefully back that up again this weekend.
Does it feel like is it a different feel in the squad? Mm. I mean, there's some different players there in key positions. I mean, Nick White is back from overseas, Christian Lilifano, Curtly now in the 15, and a couple of new forwards. Is there a new feel or a new sort of look and way you're trying to play the game?
No, I think there's just a lot of strong collective belief in the group. And then, yeah, I think, you know, when you're building that up week in, week out, day in, day out, you know, helps with our commitment to sort of the process and the sort of style of game that we're looking to play on both sides of the ball and at set piece. So, you know, I think for us, it's just, you know, continuing to daily build that as a group, you know, individually as well. And, you know, and hopefully letting that show on the weekend as well.
Do you feel like the Wallabies and thus the world is getting closer to the All Blacks, Scott, or are they still the measuring stick?
Oh, I still think they're the measuring stick. They've been so consistent and played at such a high level for so long. You know, you can't let a couple of results here and there, you know, sort of judge where they're at. They're a proud rugby nation, and, you know, they'll show up in the big moments. So, you know, we know we've got our hands full this weekend.
Mm. I know it's always difficult to change a winning team, and last time you were in this position, Michael Checker changed the team and you went over there to New Zealand and were beaten by the All Blacks. David Pocock Is he available for this weekend's game? And if so, do you think he'll be included in the team or squad?
I'm not sure, but I hope so. You know, any time a player of that calibre is available for selection, it it only pushes the group to train harder and put their hand up. So, I think the back row we've had now, have played together now for the last three games and built some good combinations. But, I guess that's up to selectors and, it's a bit of a problem they've got to solve. You know, I've just got to worry about hopefully putting my hand up and getting the opportunity this weekend.
Okay. I guess the big question is, and mate, don't worry, it was fantastic to see the Wallabies win. Would you have still beaten the All Blacks if they had 15 on 15?
Oh,
of course they would have.
I think that.
Yeah. Just say, of course.
Oh,
just
Terry
say,
negative.
Of course we
Terry negative here.
I think, we felt really good heading into halftime. So, we backed a lot of what our leaders wanted to do and so forth. And, 14 or 15, we would have, looked to play the same way in that second half. And, those games are about moments and building pressure. So I'd like to think that, either way, we would have got away with a good result.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that type of incident where Barrett was sent from the field? Should he be looking at an extended period on the sideline? Is a send-off sufficient? What were you thinking during the game? Did you know the rule straight away and you thought that he was going to get sent off?
I didn't really sort of see it until I watched I was latching onto to hoops to push him through. But, they've been pretty consistent, I think, the referees with their judging of these high tackle laws, and they've left no grey area for us as players, so we understand what we can and can't do around that. So it's just the way the game goes. Unfortunately, as us, we've just got to make sure we don't put ourselves in that position as well for the team and individually. So I can't comment too much on it, but it happened, and just happy the team went on with it in the second half.
And how pleasing was it, Scott, to have 61,500 people over there at Optus
fantastic.
Stadium? People are saying that they haven't got the support, the Wallabies, and it's dropped off over the last 18 months because of results. It must have been a great feeling when you ran out there to a sold-out Optus Stadium, and then the atmosphere looked sensational.
Yeah, we couldn't thank Perth enough. I mean, the atmosphere was unreal. It was real electric. I think, the show they put on for the fans as well there were unreal. Perth as a whole were great hosts for us that whole week. It was just great to have the Wallaroos play before as well and have that double header heading into the weekend, I think, for everyone there. So, it's definitely something I'd like to continue on. Hopefully it becomes an annual thing. But, I guess that's up to the match schedulers in the next coming years.
Scott, it's always terrific to chat, mate. Congratulations again on that victory, and back it up with another one at Eden Park on the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.